brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're into hour number two. All over the country, neocons are being defeated or thrown out of office. That's a good sign. We're going to talk about that in 30 minutes with Richard Reeves with the Cruz-Dewhurst race that came to an end yesterday in the runoff for the U.S. Senate. We've got ABC News to run a docudrama demonizing militias. I'm going to break that down as well. We've got just a huge amount of news. Obama launching a new massive snooping plan called biosurveillance. That is just some of what's coming up. Senate cybersecurity bill mirrors Russian internet agenda. Yeah, total tyranny. Good job, Daily Caller, actually engaging in some real news reportage. So we're going to be going over all of that. But let's go with your phone calls right now. But mainly, if you just joined us, talking about the West openly funding Al-Qaeda to attack Syria, and now it's in the mainstream news everywhere. And the media is like, well, Al-Qaeda's good. And they're like, oh, Al-Qaeda isn't going to attack us anymore. The State Department and FBI are saying, don't worry about them. The new threat is white people and then anybody else that likes freedom. Let's go ahead and talk to Nick in Connecticut. Nick, you're on the air. Welcome.
How you doing, Alex?
Well, the government says I'm the number one terrorist, so I'm not doing. I thought Al Qaeda was bad, but I'm a bad man.
Oh yeah, you're definitely worse than Al Qaeda. Have you ever heard of a program called the Citizens Volunteer Corps?
Yes, that's part of Secure Corps, started by Bill Clinton, expanded in 2001, and now rolling out nationwide as a subsidiary of Homeland Security Corps, under that FEMA Corps, and then there is Secure Corps, which is the Volunteer Corps, yes.
Yes, sir, yeah. My girlfriend received a letter from the Manchester, Connecticut Police Department the other day, and basically stating that a member of the Citizens Volunteer Corps watched her run a stop sign or roll through a stop sign, so she got this big letter. I had no idea about this program, but in the future
they'll bushwhack you basically. Yeah, they're just, and again, it's not to fight Al Qaeda, it's just minders. Like they're going to dig through your trash. It's being announced to see if you're recycling properly. Basically, every scumbag nobody is now going to be in your face. Every weirdo, control freak, mildly mentally retarded, that's who they like to hire, is now going to be given absolute supreme power to run absolutely wild over your life.
Yeah, I mean, DHS, in my opinion, is no business worrying about traffic safety. And
brother, they are hiring every dentist my dad knows are trying to spy on their customers, their patients. I mean, this is beyond the Stasi in East Germany. This is pure 200-proof tyranny. Why don't you scan that and email it to showtips@infowars.com? We would like to make that a news story.
Okay, I did scan it, and I want to send it to you. What's the address again there?
I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to Chris, give him your email and give him Kurt's, and CC it to everybody. Okay, brother?
Thank you. Yep.
Why don't you read us the letter? Tell me what you were witnessing. You're being watched, buddy. The good little Secure Corps person saw you. Of course, we should all report on them. Hey, we have a terrorist government ships guns to Mexico. Hey, we have a terrorist government giving billions to their buddies and no-bid contracts. Hey, we have a Hey, I saw a cop speeding without his lights on. Hey, I mean, it's, let's get in their face. That's what I'm telling you. That's why the new rollout is the terrorists are everywhere. We're them, so that we're all looking at each other instead of the real terrorists, the stage 9/11 that are running the government.
Yeah.
So, I mean, tell me, what did they say about you?
They basically just stated that, a member of this Citizens Volunteer Corps observed her rolling through a stop sign. And then, I guess they sit at designated locations with a pen and paper in their phone, and then they report traffic violations, like little volunteer police. And then,
now, why don't they go report on the CPS being pedophiles nationwide and murdering and hurting children? Oh, they wouldn't want to do something real. Well, they're just, they always prime the pump. They did this in England 10 years ago. Now it's for everything. They get you first with little stuff like this. Next, they're going to be in your garbage. And let me tell you, there's nothing worse than one of these nobodies on a little snitch power trip to this criminal occupational government. These people are Nazi collaborators and enemies of this country. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Now we've got some breaking news here, and then I'm going right back to your calls. Thank you for joining us on this Wednesday, first day of August, 2012 edition. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We've got some breaking news here. About 5 years ago, the federal government, and this is happening in other nations, began funding senior citizen homes where there's cameras watching them. These are retirees, not folks that are even ill. And then what they eat is monitored by smart refrigerators and other appliances. That's all hooked to smart meters that control the temperature in your house. And they've admitted this is the model of the new country. Just like Germany's passed laws where no new single-family homes can be built. You've got to live in government dormitories. And now New York is getting ready to adopt this. Just like they're announcing what you can eat, what you can do. They're announcing if the owner of a company doesn't agree with their political agenda that you won't be allowed to have businesses in their cities, a.k.a. Chick-fil-A. They're arresting people that criticize Olympic athletes mildly on Twitter in England. This is the new authoritarianism. But it's all done for your safety and your own good, of course, as all authoritarian systems are. Now, all over the world, they're building with taxpayer money things like Formula One, billions and billions, you know, the Cowboys Stadium paid for by citizens, what, $1.2 billion? Here in Austin, hundreds of millions of tax incentives over the next decade, tens of millions of free money. We're actually paying for a multi-billionaire Formula One guy who's so rich he gives $3 billion to this daughter, $2 billion to that daughter. They own the biggest houses in the U.S. And if I don't pay my property taxes, they will come and auction my house, and then if I don't leave, they will send a SWAT team, and they will kill me. They will kill me to take my money and give it to a guy from England, a gangster, so his daughters can have $3 billion a year. Just, oh, here, honey, here's $3 billion, here's $2 billion for you. You know, and again, this is the model. This is the insider choosing the winners. Now, tens of billions of taxpayer money has been given to companies like Solyndra to build nothing. But the old Robert Mueller Municipal Airport is right in the middle of Austin, and they have turned part of it into a movie studio. The other part is an emergency FEMA center that I got footage of 10 years ago. It's still there with bolts and chains on the floors and barbed wire inside hangars. Then they have the emergency FEMA center right next door. In fact, if you're watching at prisonplanet.tv, we'll show you a bird's eye view of Austin right now. CJ had it queued up where it'll zoom right in on Mueller. There we go. And you zoom right in on Mueller, the old airport, and they have got the emergency management system, the Austin Film Society, and then all around it, the new smart community inviting people into the barbed wire fence enclosure, giant concentration camp, that's what it is, identified by us 12 years ago. Well, I used to be able to just walk right in there, jump on a Southwest flight and fly to Dallas in 30 minutes back in the old days. No security, no nothing. That was fun in college. I could go see family or an old girlfriend or whatever, just jump on the aircraft and visit Dallas. Not anymore. That was in the old Republic. But what am I getting at here? Oh, this is a big report here out of Chevrolet. They've put this out. 2012 Chevrolet Volt becomes centerpiece of smart community. And they're setting them up everywhere at these FEMA camp reservation zones. See, these are going to be things you want to come to. Oh, you get to live. And they say everything you do is tracked. Cameras in the home. All the appliances tracking you. It's right here in the news. While Chevrolet made 100 volts available, only 55 of the community residents took advantage of the various tax credits, including $7,500 federal tax credit and $7,500 rebate from Pecan Street on their Volt purchases. Those leasing the Volt for three or more years receive $3,000 rebate. But you've got to live in this special little area with the big 20-foot barbed wire fences with the Homeland Security Center. We're going to send reporters over there in the next few days. Of course, we're enemies. We won't be allowed in. We're the terrorists. Pecan Street is funded by a $10.4 million grant from the Energy Department and more than $14 million in matching funds from project partners. Oh. Although Pecan Street oversees a consortia, it includes researchers from the University of Texas. Yeah, they're practicing by the mile to travel there. The National Renewable Energy Laboratory and the Environmental Defense Fund. Yeah, they're the folks that help get you new taxes locally. It's housed at the University of Texas at Austin. Besides the Volt, residents will use smart appliances in conjunction with home management systems and electric meters, smart electric meters, energy storage, and optimizes the use of solar power, clean energy distribution, and green building construction. So you live in a prison. It's the government reservations. Oh, come on in. Everything's free. Ha ha. It's like, you know, the Roach Motel's got to smell the roaches like, hey, come on in. Oh, you're not getting out, are you? Isn't that just special? And it goes on to talk about how everything you do is true. Oh, it's so goody good. And, of course, what's it really part of? Washington's new massive snooping plan, biosurveillance. They say all – because Google got caught doing this for them. It's really NSA front. They got caught snooping on everybody. And Google got caught with those little antennas stealing your passcodes and hacking your computer. They didn't get in trouble, though, national security. Well, now the post office vehicles and others, private ones, they're saying taxis, are going to have cameras, face scanners, everything. And if your business ties these in, then you're going to get a tax break. See, they're going to gauge the economy where if you don't accept all this, including a chip, you're not going to live. You're not going to have a business. And Ray Kurzweil and others talk about this. They say, well, at first you'll be able to live in a reservation, a ghetto. But then we're going to split off from you, and we'll be so advanced, we'll just, you know, get rid of you. And that's the official UN plan. Of course, that's all the idiots who serve the system thinking they're going to be allowed to live. They're going to release the mutagenic chimera cross-species weapons that they admit killed 99% of those that come in contact with the old generations of them. All of you listening that serve this will die if this goes forward. I know you don't believe me now, but maybe then after the survivors, you will remember and save these transmissions if we're unable to stop this. Because this is the plan. You're living in a science fiction movie, boys and girls. So, Obama, here's WorldNet Daily. Washington's new massive snooping plan, biosurveillance, scan and discern the environment, integrate and identify essential information, alert and inform decision makers, forecast and advise impacts. With these snorkel snoops, state, local, federal, tribal governments, private sector, non-governmental organizations, all with taxpayer-paid-for snooping pods everywhere. And your homes are snooping pods. And the police stations nationwide, they're getting federal grants for new light bulbs. And they come in and tell the cops in Minnesota, the first place to get it 2 years ago, they go, you know what the new wireless system is, officers? Here's your new computers. You see that little grid right there? You now communicate with those lights. They flicker at a rate you can't see. Oh, I went and read the patent. Oh, it also can do whatever you want to the human mind, literally turning them into zombies, into biological robots, androids. Oh, it's 2012, and the elite are at least 30 to 40 years ahead of us. So it's really, what's 30 years to be conservative ahead? It's really 2042. We're in the year 2042, according to globalist operations. That's why they're now publicly rolling out centralized high-tech hubs that get privileges that aren't real high-tech hubs but are facsimiles that are really prisons, and they're going to sell it as a status thing to be able to be involved in all of this and to be part of it. Just thought I'd mention that little giblet for you. And, they are now announcing what I told you years ago. The drones are in the skies. There will be 30,000, and they are to be armed, and they are being armed, and you are to be attacked. And you're going to pay for it as you're replaced, because the elite believe they're going to replace humanity, and they're going to merge with the machines. Does that mean it's really going to happen? I don't know. The Wedgwoods, the Galtons, the Huxleys, the Darwins all intermarried in the 1850s to create supermen. By the third generation, almost all the children died or were totally insane or mentally retarded. So they're probably not, this is not going to work. They're probably just going to destroy everybody, which is what their master wants them to do to begin with. But they're just dancing off the edge of a cliff. Ah, la, 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 la. And the general public is watching stuff like this. Key Kurt Nemo article, ABC to run drama, demonizing militias. They've bought the show. They intend to produce it. Where a veteran, an Army veteran, three tours in Afghanistan, oh, that's the hero. Of course, in real life, that's the number one enemy of the globalists. In their own files, they say you're the main enemy. Comes back to his town like Donnie Brasco in Texas and infiltrates where the locals aren't doing what the government says. They're calling them militias. They're really just citizens not being slaves. Because they've done actuaries. They know Texas is one of the main threats. They wouldn't try that gun confiscation like Katrina here, I assure you. And just, I don't know what it is, the culture, we're just ready to do what it takes. You know, just, we're not too afraid of dying here. The issue expanding on all of this is the infiltration brings down the whole town that's run by evil patriots. And guess what the show's called? You know, I've shown you FEMA footage teaching firemen and police officers in Kansas City that the founding fathers are bad and that we're terrorists and that the Constitution's evil. And then those that supported are evil, and I've shown you countless training manuals since then. Guess what the show's called? Oh, get ready for this. Founding Fathers. Isn't that just sick? You know, when you watch the movie Red Dawn, that's based on what real re-education camps were like in Eastern European countries, the Soviets took over. But just tailored to America, they get them all in the local sports stadium, which FEMA has designated as the re-education camp. That's in the Army documents that have been leaked, and the Army admits are real, but it's no big deal, you know, re-education camp. It says in there that founding, you know, fathers and things like that are bad. Well, in Red Dawn, that's what they're saying. The founding fathers are scumbags, private property is bad, America is a racist cesspit. And that's, but instead people go and turn their TVs on at night to be in the re-education camp. And they get the popcorn and everything, and, oh, the good guy goes to the town, and there's these folks that don't trust the government, and there's a local talk show host. How do I know? It's the same script. ADL, some of them probably lost it or admit they helped write it. They've had other shows like this before. So I already know when the show comes out, there'll be an evil talk show host who is bad and beats his children, I'm sure. It's always the same. There'll be people that won't inoculate and their kids will die. Mm-hmm. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it, and I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Hey guys, what if I told you that I know how you can improve your libido, enhance your sex life, and even increase sexual desire? The key is to maintain healthy testosterone levels, and now there's a way you can do it naturally. Here's the secret. It's all about T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula that contains ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Not only that, but these ingredients were shown to increase your sexual desire, enhance muscle growth with exercise, and even support a healthy prostate. And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. In a study of exercising men using the ingredient in T-Gen, a majority reported an improvement in sexual desire. Don't wait, call now. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
Do you fear losing your home and being on the street? Can't happen to you? Well, think again. Millions of honest, hard-working Americans have had their homes stolen by the banks. There is an answer. The answer is MortgageEndgame.com. Yes, MortgageEndgame.com is the only long-term solution. We have discovered and possess over 11,000 pages of previously unknown court-admissible evidence. The banks have created a massive fraud to make you a renter for life. Paid off your home? Forget about getting your original paperwork. On time every month with your payments? It doesn't matter. Your title is likely clouded and nobody knows who owns your home. You are not alone. Contact MortgageEndgame.com for full details and benefits from participating at no legal cost in the massive assault to achieve redress and damages. MortgageEndgame.com, the only real solution to the mortgage crisis. Call us at 903-962-9070 or visit us at MortgageEndgame.com.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter.
Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
That's right.
Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news.
Let's go ahead and go right back to your phone calls. I had a Richard Reeves joining us in about 15 minutes in studio with some really good news. But they are setting up their little high-tech trendy grids. Come on in next to the FEMA Command Center. I just showed you Google Maps, Federal FEMA Command Center. Come on in behind the barbed wire fences. Come on in where everything in your house is watched by cameras. Come on in, free cars. Come on in. Everybody's like, oh, trendy. Oh, we want it. That's all coming up as well. We're going to send reporters out there to ask the locals. You know you've moved into a prison? Let's go ahead and talk to Michael in Oklahoma. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex Jones.
Hey, buddy.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I'm all right. I'm slobbering, but other than that, I'm all right. Actually, I had a piece of toothpick.
Last night, I was watching the Olympics, and in between the news would come on. They said that Iran was one of the cause of the 9/11. Did you hear about that?
I know lately they have been saying that some informer told them. I guess somebody told them that Santa Claus is real as well. Yeah, in fact, guys, type that in. I saw that last week. I didn't see it last night, that Iran linked to 9/11. Well, yeah, they just keep saying. Next, they'll say Kony was linked to it, and they'll have to invade Africa. Look, they're invading all the major African countries right now but South Africa, because it's already under control. The globalist are, AFRICON is, under the name of some guy who hadn't been seen in almost 6 years. So you're watching the news, and they cut to news and said on NBC, Iran did 9/11. Wow.
Right. That's one of the reasons why they got to attack them. That's what they said.
And was that national NBC?
Yes. I was up late night watching the Olympics, and in between the events, they would do little news segments. And it literally woke my eyes up. I just could not believe what I just heard.
Oh, yeah, that's what they do. They just move in. They move the Al-Qaeda piece around wherever they want to attack, while the real Al-Qaeda is attacking free countries for them. That's how dumb they think we are. I mean, I knew they'd been saying that, but I did not know that they were even doing that during the Olympics. Yeah, when you sit down to watch television, they are just bombarding you with brainwashing. Yeah, here it is. Judge orders. Yeah, that's that judge in New York, just totally made up. Judge orders Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and Iran to pay $6 billion to 9/11 families, but not the precious little Saudi Arabians. And so now they're going to be grabbing the bank accounts of anything Iran-connected, saying it's for 9/11. That's unbelievable. Meanwhile, they've got Al-Qaeda launching attacks for NATO everywhere. And I did find the article. Yep, there it is. A federal magistrate judge has ruled, and if a judge says Al-Qaeda did it, and a judge says Obamacare is constitutional, too. Judges said blacks weren't humans. A federal magistrate judge has ruled that Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, Iran, and Hezbollah should pay more than $6 billion. Really, those groups all kill each other, but they did it together. Everybody but who really did it is there. In damages of the families of victims on September 11th for supporting the attacks. Yes, that's right. The move is considered a symbolic gesture without expectation of collection of the penalties for the relatives. Judge Magistrate Judge Frank Bass made the ruling yesterday after Federal Judge George Daniels decided last year that the militant groups in Iran were liable. Yes. Yes, the Shiites are now Wahhabists. They're archenemies. Yes, they did it. Everyone did it in Saudi Arabia, where 15 of the hijackers came from. Everyone is guilty, including you and your family. The TSA convicted pedophiles must now take you to a private rape room to make sure Al-Qaeda is not in your grandma's colostomy bag. Sorry, sir. Go ahead.
That's all right. You're cracking me up. Well, that's all the news I had to tell you. I didn't know if you heard that or not.
Yes, I did. Well, I saw when he ruled weeks ago about that, but I guess now they've ruled. Cause they go, oh, yes, weeks ago, they had like a month ago, headline, Iran did it. Those dirty Iranians, parking lot them. You're like, where are they on the map? Just over there, kill them all. Okay, but you understand that our government's actually overthrowing countries that are actually trying to be our friends. I don't care. Kill them. Well, you know, Al-Qaeda works for the government. Well, maybe I like them. But wait a minute, I thought I needed to have my pants, you know, TSA Potbelly had to go in there because Al-Qaeda might be in there. Well, Al-Qaeda is a threat, but the globalists run Al-Qaeda. Let me show you some evidence over history. In fact, it's admitted. Sabrina Brzezinski wrote multiple books. I don't want to hear about your fancy book reading, Pinko. Fox News says turn your guns in. It's conservative. Now get your guns turned in, boy.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com. And your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Worldwide, we are about halfway into this worldwide transmission. On Wednesday, the first day of August 2012, I am your host, Alex Jones. I'm going to stop right now for a mid-air refueling session. Literally, we're mid-air right now, middle of the show, on air, blasting out to millions right now. And I am coming right up behind the big old refueling tanker. And I am saying, fuel me, fuel me. And when you fuel the tip of the spear of the InfoWar, all the reporters, Planet InfoWars, the social network, the free newspaper I'm coming out with, it'll be online and physical starting September 1st. Haven't even told you about that yet. All the special reports we put out reaching tens of millions a week, the syndicated radio transmission, our kamikaze InfoWar attack. I mean, we are just kamikaze and right into the New World Order's conning tower. We are bringing them down with your help. You are literally energy and make up shells in the fist that's going to smash directly into the New World Order. We are only beginning our assault on them. We are only beginning to fire up the dynamos that is free humanity. We will smash the collectivist. We will smash the eugenicist. We will smash the New World Order. If you want it, if you see it, if you envision it, and then start walking forward. Engage them. Engage the scientific technocracy. Help break people out of the deep mind control trance that they have been induced into. Now is the time to take action. We got Richard Reeves here in studio. We're going to go to him in a moment, and then on to Noel and George and Scott and Braun and others that are patiently holding. But briefly, speaking of midair refueling, PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. We've got a 15-day free trial. Your username and passcode, you create a new, easy-to-remember one. You can share it with up to six people who can simultaneously be signed on with that. So it's really six memberships for the price of one, $5.95 a month, the cost of two cups of coffee. You fuel the news weapon system. We're carrying truth missiles, folks. They're powerful. and we don't apologize for that. You fuel us in this fight. Big things have small beginnings. We started small. If you think we're big now, you ain't seen nothing yet because you are waking people up. People are waking up everywhere and ready to face the true horror. And people have gotten past the fear and are just, I'm sick of it. You know, it's that point of, I'm sick of it. I'm done. I've had enough. So spread the word about the broadcast. That helps refuel our operation. Buy the books, the videos, the highest quality water filters that I personally research and in the field, emergency filter for the most fetid water. Life Straw, discounted free citizen rule book, everything, lowest prices, InfoWarsShop.com. ProPure, the name in gravity-fed filters, just light years ahead of the competition and side-by-side comparisons. I'm like, hey, I'm going to quit selling this stuff, start selling this, because I want you to have the best. We've got it discounted right now at InfoWarsShop.com. Behold a Pale Horse. We've got Mike Hansen's book on Bohemian Grove, the most compelling history of it, everything available. Bohemian Grove, Cult of Conspiracy, Mike Hansen, forward by Tex Mars, available, InfoWarsShop.com. We've got the Pruden, Places book that breaks down strategic relocation, third edition. It's available at InfoWarsShop.com. It's all there, the T-shirts, the videos, my films, all of it, Jason Burmese's film, all of it, films exposing vaccines, books exposing vaccines. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. They're pulling fluoride out all over the world. Because the scientists who even work for the government, their kids are getting cancer and brain damage. And they're angry. And they should be. It's time to assault back. It's time to say, listen, filth, we're going to raise the tempo of the rhetoric. Because there's no amount of rhetoric that describes just how bad you are. Be lucky it's just rhetoric. You want to build a mechanized army against us? You want to put all the new appliances with bugs in them? You want to jack our food and water? Listen here, you little chicken neck maggots. You want to wake some people up? You just woke us up, punks. Scum. Let me tell you, as soon as all the minions of the system figure out why their kid's dying and why their wife's sick, we win. All we got to do is tell the truth, folks, we win. All we got to do, and I'm at the tip of the spear, because I'm just dumb enough to do it. But you know what? It's like that Beatles song, The Fool on the Hill. He's not a fool at all. He sees the world spinning around. He sees it all happening. I'm no fool at all. I know there's no future if we don't beat these people, ladies and gentlemen. The world says I'm a fool. But my heart and my gut says I'm not a fool. I'm taking the only course out of this. There's no way to run. I'd run if I could. There's nowhere to hide. So all I'm going to do is fight. And in that lies the victory. So support us. Spread the word. Buy the books, the videos, the products. Support the sponsors. Spread the word about our local AM and FM affiliates. Support their local sponsors. If you're a local business, sponsor this show. I mean, that is something big you can do in the fight against tyranny. I can't tell you, so many stations pick up the Sunday show, get huge ratings, sponsorship support. They put it on at night. Then they put it on live. It's happening everywhere. Because people used to think this guy's crazy. Now they're like, wow, everything he talked about is coming true. Folks, he didn't because I'm that smart. It's because I was willing to face the facts. The globalists write books about this. 100 years ago. This is a plan they've had. And there is no choice but to beat them. All right, we're going to get to your calls. There is so much news here. Senate cybersecurity bill mirrors Russian intelligence agenda. Yeah, Russia's getting rid of all their freedom. It's the same thing everywhere. Governments all act the same. It's like the Iranian leadership's not good. Neither is our leadership. See, it's not Iran good, we're bad, or America good, they're bad. No, no, no. It's the founding father said 99% of the time you get a really bad government. And sometimes you get a mass killing one, like about half the time. And you're like, why? Because that's what they like to do, folks. Listen, you know people that just like to screw everything up, people that want to dominate everything. And those types have learned they end up messing with the wrong person and getting their butt handed to them. So what they do is they get into government and they get a story of why they're the hero and how you're the bad guy. And they get all these minions around them and they strut around in fancy suits and build big giant buildings to make you feel small and land in Air Force Ones and have all the Secret Service taking themselves seriously and all the SWAT teams in the movies. You know, it's a class system of, oh, you're in the government, or oh, you're in the elite, or oh, it's so special. Oh, it's so great. You're not going to find fulfillment there, folks. I was on Mancow's show this morning, and he was telling me, I'm not dropping names or bragging here, but he said, yeah, I had Willie Nelson on a few weeks ago, and he was saying, you're the biggest star in Austin. And I said, well, they were asking, hey, you know Alex Jones? Yeah, yeah, he's the biggest star in Austin. And I said, well, number one, Mancow, I'm not a star. Okay, this isn't about Alex Jones is a star. If Alex Jones was a star, Alex Jones would have 50 bodyguards out there at Bohemian Grove, or I'd have bodyguards out there at Bilderberg. Instead, I'm just right there. And that is a symbol of the fact that I am a common person, and in that lies my power. In that lies your power. In that is the sign that I am not going to give in to fear. I'm here. I'm stepping up. I'm stepping out. And any way I win, as long as I don't give in to evil. You understand that? This is about your destiny as a human on this planet, what you do now. And I was just plugging something there, you know, support the broadcast, what we're doing. But, you know, getting off in an overall preaching rant, the other day off air, one of our guests was like, Alex, you're preaching before I came on. You don't have to do that. The facts are on your side. And I said, listen, buddy, this isn't some calculated thing. This is what comes out of me. And I said, you can't argue with success, can you? And he said, I guess you're right. I'll just say who said it. It was Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. He was saying it in there. You know, I was like, how you doing? Because they said he was shaking his head going, man, he's preaching. And they had him on Skype before I went to him. Went out to the break and go, yeah, I know I'm preaching. He goes, well, Alex, I understand. You know, you got all the proof. That's all you need. And I said, listen, you do it in your authoritative manner, very professional. That's why we have you on. I can't help what I do. You understand? So I told him, I said, this is real, buddy. I'm bouncing off the walls during the breaks. This is who I am. I mean, I know we've got a government putting poison in our water and bragging they do it to brain damage us and give little kids cancer. Millions of them have died from it. Harvard has come out and admitted it. Everybody's like, ooh, Harvard said it. It must be true. Folks, listen, that makes me real angry, okay? If I saw, I mean, I'm nobody special. If I was at the shopping mall and saw some guy run up and, like they do, start stabbing people, it wouldn't even be a courage thing. I would immediately go over there and take the knife away from them, and I'll tell you what I'd do. I'd probably stomp them to death, because in that rage, I wouldn't be able to control myself. And people are like, oh, that either you're a big mouth guy or you're a crazy man. No, I'm not. I'm not a crazy man. I know what I'll do, because I've seen things like that happen. I've had people mug me. I've seen people attack other people. I've seen somebody attack somebody on a street corner, and I pulled over and stomped the living daylights out of them. Because, ladies and gentlemen, that's a normal response when we're under attack, is to get angry. Every mammal out there, when it's under attack, either tries to run, and if you can't run, it gets up and fights. And we just need to find our humanity again. That's all we've got to find. And no amount of drones or surveillance or any of it's going to stop us. Once we know we've been drugged, once we know we're under attack, our body can then gear up and deal with it, and our brain can work with it. But we've got to first admit we're under attack. We've got to first admit that we're under assault. And people out there that serve this system have first got to admit, even if some of you are evil, you're not going to win serving what you're serving. Because you may think you're evil, you don't know what evil is. Evil is every human on this planet dead. Evil is the end of humanity. Evil is the end of our future. Evil is the end of history. That's what the globalists want. I'm ranting. Joining us is Richard Reeves here, radio talk show host, all-around technology expert here that helps us from around on the road and things. And he sort of texted me last night going, we did it. We beat Dewhurst, the CIA, worked with Klaus Barbie, proud of that. Klaus Barbie, folks, the top Nazi down in South America. All of this stuff. I've been around a lot of people, and I'm physically not recoil out of fear. He is scary. David Dewhurst up close looks like one of the scariest people I've ever been around. He looks like a vampire. I mean, he's ready for central casting for a vampire. And I've bullhorned him. I've been in his face. I mean, he is Creepville, super evil. And he's the guy that killed the TSA deal and then tried to act like he didn't. Big globalist, not his own businessman, given contracts by the CIA and government for his energy company. Total front. And Mr. Cruz beat him yesterday. And he even got up there and gave a winning speech, a victory speech, thinking, I guess, the black boxes would kick in. And the message is, and I heard this even on local radio, they were covering polls yesterday on 590. All the callers and the polls show it was TSA. Unanimous legislature in the House says no more groping. We're going to enforce existing laws. He killed it. And I say we get rid of the Speaker of the House as well, all of them. And so that's a message, and it's happening all over the country. All these Republicans go on Fox News and say ban all Semianos. It's because they're all scared. They love this Republican-Democrat game of acting like they're fighting with each other. It's over, okay? I got to say, the Tea Party is actually delivering in many levels. Richard Reeves, you're here with us. Tell us, because you followed this very, very closely. They've rejected the carbon tax garbage transportation tax in Georgia and Atlanta that was to raise tens of billions to take over everybody's life and smart growth them. I mean, there's just $19 billion just got cut. A lot of exciting things are happening. All over the country, the senator, Republican trash and Democratic trash are being thrown out, whether it's Specter or Lugar. I mean, that's why they're scared right now and showing everybody what they are, pieces of trash.
There's nothing I like to see better than incumbents being fired, establishment candidates not being elected. Alex, this is an incremental victory, albeit an incremental victory, but let's think about the methodology of the New World Order. One of their number one tools to get this country where they've gotten us over the last 100-plus years is incrementalism. And here we do have to celebrate this incremental victory against the New World Order.
But yeah, because Cruz at least sounds like Alex Jones. You've been to his speeches.
I've been to two.
We will defeat the CFR Vipers.
I've been to two Ted Cruz speeches. We had one at the Capitol 2 or 3 months ago. We went down there and reported on it when Rand Paul and Ron Paul spoke there. And then I was at the Texas State Convention, folks. I was a Republican delegate out of my precinct, out of my senatorial district, and I went to the Texas State Convention back in early June. And I got to tell you, a lot of the Tea Party folks are 80-90% awake. And then there's the Republican Party right now is made up of three factions. You've got the old establishment GOP faction. You've got the Tea Party faction that still wants to blow up stuff. And then you've got the Patriots faction. So there's a three-way faction going on there. So right now, at least, we may not be able to deliver a majority vote to be able to win on certain races with a full-blown Patriot candidate, but we definitely have the proof now that we are at least big enough and bad enough to be a swing vote in this situation. And here are the results right here with Cruz, 57% roughly, and David Dewhurst, 43%. And it's like you said earlier, the Ted Cruz Fry ended up winning with a 30% margin because the word is out that David Dewhurst is exactly, did exactly what you said about this anti-TSA legislation that we had in 2011, that you spearheaded that, folks.
Our listeners did, and Rick Perry got destroyed for his Gardasil thing, lying and saying girls had to take a deadly vaccine that killed a bunch of them.
Well, plus Rick Perry was behind the scenes in killing that anti-TSA legislation. A lot of the new listeners are not going to know exactly what happened there. In the Texas State Legislature in 2011, back in May 2011, June 2011, Alex and the listeners here locally in Austin and in Texas and nationwide.
We stormed the Capitol twice. By the way, we didn't ask permission. We stormed the Capitol.
Right. We stormed the Capitol. I'm sure you can find YouTubes on the YouTube videos of that. Alex Jones storms Capitol with the crowd that went down there. We went down there, stormed the Capitol. We had a unanimous House of the state of Texas ready to vote for a
treaty. Yeah, hey, libertarians, stop asking for permits.
Right. I mean,
hey, we own this country. It's ours. You're disgraceful, all you locals that get permits.
Well, I tell you, I think less of them are going to be doing. I think we're just going to be doing more of what we did with storming the Capitol. Folks, we went down there. We had a unanimous Texas State House ready to pass a true anti-TSA legislative
bill. They passed it unanimously.
Right. And then the Senate, I think there was only two.
And then Dewhurst killed it.
Dewhurst and Perry both combined to work against that legislation. And I'll tell you, one thing that happened at the Texas State Convention is Ted Cruz got out there and sounded almost like Alex Jones. So at the very least, you know, there are some questionable associations in Ted Cruz's background. No question about it.
Yeah, the wife was CFR.
We're going to have to see what happens there. But I'll tell you what, he's out there actually waking people up and educating people when he's talking. So he.
No, I got to say this. I think some of the strategies of Campaign for Liberty and Rand Paul, because I just got mad early on. But I actually think, in a way, I'm starting to see these races. It looks like we're taking over. I think it might be actually what they said. I never say I'm that smart.
Well, here's what I'd say about David Dewhurst is if he got into the U.S. Senate from Texas, he at each and every opportunity would choose death to the Constitution.
Let me tell you something. I told you this in the Capitol. I've been around him before. That guy is scary. I mean, let me tell you, I got chills when he looked in my eyes.
Well, he showed his true colors on the TSA issue, and the Texans knew about it. They were not fooled.
Well, I'm just telling you, my gut, very few people, like, Danger Will Robinson, when that guy looks at you, that guy's super evil.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Day after day.
Alone on the hill.
Alone on a hill. The man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Richard Reeves is in studio with us. The next little segment, I'm going to go to Noel, Scott, and others. Kaiser's coming on, so folks that are holding get to talk to Kaiser. Talking about economic collapse by design, banker occupation. By the way, we had hundreds and hundreds of entries in phase two of the Obama dictator contest. It made local news. People did airplane banner pulls. And it took us, well, the last month since the contest closed, arguing and debating and just to watch hundreds of videos. Great job, all of you. I will announce at the end of the show today the winner, $10,000. And then on the nightly news tomorrow, I'm going to play clips from the top four or five, and I want to make some prizes for them as well, but we're out of our budget. It's hard. I mean, first place and second place are about 1 degree apart, but I'll announce at the end of the transmission about an hour, 5 minutes from now. Going back to Richard Reeves briefly. Richard, all over the country, we're seeing Lugar, Specter, Republican, Democrat. They're all running. I mean, they're in trouble. People are getting rid of them, even with electronic fraud. The landslides are so big, they're not in able to cheat them. And this is why they're panicking and having all the neocons call to ban guns now. And they're calling to ban them. They got legislation introduced to register you when you get ammo and ban semi-autos and all clips above 10 mags. I mean, we're in trouble. Again, we're winning, but we're in trouble because the crooks are still in control. So people have to understand we're in the fight of our lives. We're in the fight. We're not broke back in the ditch. We can still beat these people, but it's going to take deciding we're going to beat them. It's going to take getting angry. But I see the signs of that. I mean, Richard, 10 years ago, people would make fun of me walking down the street, some of them. Now, it never happens.
And I was with you 10 years ago seeing that happen. Exactly. So
they're not making fun now.
Exactly. They're not making
fun. What do you make of Dewhurst thinking that he won?
Well, I think he was just counting on the black box to kick in. Because he was claiming that, you know, he actually said, well, the people of Texas have chosen a true patriot constitutionalist, somebody that really is going to fight the federal government, et cetera, somebody that's not an establishment candidate. And, you know, as if he'd won, it was just crazy. I don't know if that video is still up or not.
And notice he's now anti-establishment. When people hear you work for the Cocaine Importation Agency with Klaus Barbie, he finally started talking about his Air Force record and working for the CIA. People don't like hearing that. They know the CIA works for foreign banks now.
More and more, exactly. They're learning that. That's what is very encouraging about this. The incrementalism is starting to shift the other way. I tell you, this morning I was happy. I was smiling because I can say at least we've got a metric here that shows that we're doing some serious damage to the New World.
But what do they do when that happens? They come out with TV shows that the militias are going to blow up police stations like ABC's doing, and then they're going to blow up police stations and blame it on us. So get ready for all Hades to break loose. They're going to stage terror attacks and blame it on us.
Well, the Colorado shooter thing was a perfect example, and you were pointing it out just the other day on your show saying, look, what did the American people do in response to the Colorado shooter? Did they go beg for anti-gun legislation? Heck no. They went out and bought more guns. I got to give credit to Obama for one thing, at least one thing, that he has been the best gun salesman in history. Thank you, Obama.
Well, yeah, they keep misgaging us. Just because they got a bunch of brain-damaged people watching TV, they aren't in the game. We probably got 100 million people that are pretty much woke up now. The globalists better watch their butt.
And that's just it. We've got maybe 100 million people that are woke up. Now, if they'll just engage, if they'll just...
That's right. If they'll just talk to one person. It isn't hard to beat these little chicken-neck commie globalists.
That's right. Only 8.5% of the people in Texas voted in this primary runoff. Folks, we need to double...
Absolutely. Let me do a 20-second plug for InfoWarsTeam.com. We're hooked into the Longevity computers. They're never down. They were down yesterday when we did that plug for the new Pollen Burst Plus berry flavor. You want to support us and get the best vitamin mineral products anywhere, InfoWarsTeam.com, and their computers are up right now for you to order.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for truth seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.